أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم. We will continue إن شاء الله تفسير سورة الفاتحة. And last time we stopped on, we explained some of إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. And I will ask from Sheikh Mahmoud Sahib to recite سورة الفاتحة another time.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. صدق الله العظيم.
صدق الله العظيم وبلغ رسوله الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين الشاكرين بقلب سليم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. As we explained last time, إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. Allah سبحانه وتعالى said that إِيَّاكَ, as we said, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. He didn't say إِيَّاكَ أَعْبُدُ. He said in plural for us, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ, by adding noon instead of alif, to show that it is إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ means يَا رَبِّ, everyone that you have created. Not only me alone, but I am confessing and I am acknowledging that the worshipness is for you. And everyone, I am acknowledging that everyone on this universe must say they have to worship you. And that's why it is mentioned by plural, by saying na'budu instead of a'budu. And he said, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. And if you look, he brought first إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ before إِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, to show that you cannot come and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ means in English, let us see the English translation of it, where it says, Thee do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Means you we are worshipping, and you we are asking your, we seek your aid. He didn't say إِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ وَإِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ after. He made إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ before to show that you cannot come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like you are coming without preparing yourself. You have to discipline yourself. How you discipline yourself? If you want to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala something, isti'ana means seeking something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking something from someone, you have at least to come to Him even in dunya. When you want to go and see someone to help you in your dunya matters, at least you take flowers in your hand, or you take chocolate with your hand, or you take some gift within your hand. What you think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You come to Allah without wudu, without ablution, without ghusl, without prayers, and you are saying, give me, seeking His support, His help. So how to come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? By what? By what?
Prayers.
Say, by what? By worshipness, by prayers. You cannot go directly and open the door and say, Allah give me. So how you approach Him? If you need something, I want to hear it. By prayers by worshiping. And how to worship? By making ablution, making two rak'at, sitting and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what you need. So any worshipness is ibadah. So iyyaka na'budu, we are worshipping Ya Allah. Any ibadah, we are speaking about tafsir Surah Al-Fatiha. We are not only saying it that only to be read in the prayer, it can be read anytime. And iyyaka na'budu, we are explaining it in general. So any ibadah, you can approach Allah with any ibadah. So reciting of Quran is ibadah. You recite Quran and you approach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking His help or support. You fast. Some people say, they say, oh Allah, I make nadr. If I will be successful in this, I will fast 3 days. So you are approaching through what? Through fasting. Some people, they say, oh Allah, if I got this, I will give this for you. For the poor, I will distribute this kind of money. This is ibadah, charity. So any kind of ibadah to approach is acceptable. Allah said in Holy Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Is this ibadah or not? Means praying on Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, praising Prophet, coming to the door of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, asking Allah through the intercession of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is ibadah. So you can go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking Him, as they translated, and thine aid we seek. We can seek His aid by coming to Him through praising His beloved Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is another ibadah also. And that's why he said, when he taught the dua, because Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam knows these secrets, it is revealed on him the Holy Quran. When he said to the blind man, when the blind man came to him and said, I cannot see, he said to him, you want to see? He said, yes, I like to see because I like to come and pray. He taught him the hadith al-a'ma, the very famous hadith. Allahumma inni as'aluka wa atawajjahu ilayka bi nabiyyika Muhammad, nabiyyi ar-rahmah. Ya Muhammad, inni atawajjahu bika ila rabbi. He said, oh Allah, I'm coming to you through your beloved Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad. Ya Muhammad, oh Muhammad, the Prophet of Mercy, I'm coming to my Lord through you with your intercession. Oh Allah, give me. He is seeking iyyaka nasta'in here. So means through Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Fatiha, Allah has mentioned that come to me through Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because it is a kind of ibadah. So any kind of ibadah, you can approach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with it. And the best kind of ibadah is when you make ablution, you sit, you pray two rak'at and sit and make salawat on Prophet and come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will accept from you. And they asked, as it is described in tafsir, فَمِنَ الْعِبَادَةِ الصَّلَاةِ بِلَا غَفْلَةً وَالصَّوْمِ بِلَا غِيبَةً وَالصَّدَقَ بِلَا مِنَّةً وَالْحَجِّ بِلَا إِرَاءَةً وَالْغَزُو بِلَا سُمْعَةً وَالْعَتْقُ بِلَا أَذِيَّةً وَالذِّكْرُ بِلَا مِلَالَةً وَسَائِرُ الطَّاعَاتِ بِلَا آفَّةٍ. He explained what we have already discussed. He said, فَمِنَ الْعِبَادَةِ الصَّلَاةِ, from ibadah is the prayer. بِلَا غَفْلَةً, without to be heedless. وَالصَّوْمُ بِلَا غِيبَةً, and to fast without backbiting. This is from ibadah. So before you come to iyyaka nasta'in, before you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala something, you have to perfect yourself. Many people say, oh, I asked, Allah didn't respond to me. What? Because you didn't perfect yourself. And that's why it is recommended, if you need something, to go to a pious person and ask him to make dua for you, because his dua is accepted, because that pious person has perfected himself, as in the tafsir say, فَمِنَ الْعِبَادَةِ الصَّلَاةِ بِلَا غَفْلَةِ, to worship Allah without, to make salah without, to be heedless, to fast without backbiting, وَالصَّدَقَ بِلَا مِنَّةٍ. To give charity without saying, oh, I gave you charity. وَالْحَجْ بِلَا إِرَاءَ. And to make hajj without showing yourself, showing off. وَالْغَزُو بِلَا سُمْعَ. To go for jihad, for ghazu, without saying, I need to be famous, I made ghazu, I made jihad, I made this, I made that. So you must not show yourself, you must not be proud of yourself. وَالْعَتُكْ بِلَا أَذِيَّ. And not to free someone and harming him. وَالْذِكْرْ بِلَا مِلَالَ. And to make zikr without getting, what you say, malla, puffed up. Oh, too much. And you become, what you say? Oh, yawning. Yawning. As soon as you make zikr, everyone begin yawning. Why? Shaitan comes. This is milal. To puffed up, huh? Mal. Mal means get bored. Get fed up. Make zikr without getting fed up. Against your ego. Ego saying, don't make zikr. No, you make zikr. وسائر الطاعات بلا أفا. And all other worshipness without seeing it is going to be too much on you. No. Whatever for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is recommended. And all this before asking, and thine aid we seek. That must be done before you come unto his door, to Allah's door, and say, Ya Rabbi, open for me your door. You have to perfect yourself first with all this. Who is doing this? When we pray in Fatiha and say, Ya Rabbi, Iyaka na'budu, wa Iyaka nasta'in. As soon as you say, Iyaka na'budu, all these perfect manners has to be ready in your body. You throw away backbiting. You throw away heedlessness. You throw away ira'a, showing off. You throw away faith. Allah immediately will dress you with this tajalli completely coming on you as soon as you say, Iyaka na'budu in prayer. You think these words has no secrets? As soon as you say, Iyaka na'budu in Fatiha, Allah dress you. If a pious person or in judgment day, people will be looking at you, those who read Fatiha, they will see them shining with these dresses, spiritual dresses that Allah, with this light that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has covered them. As much as you recite Fatiha, as much as you get these dresses from time to time, he is young. Someone young. I must not yawn. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then last time we have described the different 10 different aqsamul ibadah as it is mentioned that it is 10, and we described them last time. The different we have described two kind of ibadah. Some of them we have the belief and we describe them, and the other ones are the worshipness and we describe them. So I will only mention them quickly without explanation. Is that belief, to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to believe that he is the first, he is the last, هو الأول والآخر, to believe he is the ظاهر, to the external, he is the باطن, to believe in his القدر, and to believe in علم, to believe in his will, إرادة, to believe in that he is السميع والبصير, he is the hearer and the seer. Seer, you said? These are what we need to believe, and the ibadah. Then to believe in his just and then in the last day. And to believe in his prophets and angels. Al-ibadat, and they are 10 also, worshipness, and they are as-salah, zakah, charity, sawm, fasting, hajj, pilgrimage, qira'at al-Qur'an, recitation of Qur'an, zikrullah, So he separated in the tafsir between qira'at al-Qur'an and dhikr Allah. Because people, they say, qira'at al-Qur'an is the dhikr. But in the tafsir, he say, no, qira'at al-Qur'an is separate, dhikr Allah is something else. طلب الحلال والقيام بحقوق المسلمين, to ask for halal and to go and help the Muslim for their things. وحقوق الصحبة, to keep the friendship, not to make your friend as your enemy, and to أمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر, to call for goodness and to forbid badness. والعاشر and the tenth is اتباع السنة, to follow the sunnah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is وهو مفتاح السعادة وإمارة محبة الله. It is the key for happiness and it is the door of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that إياك نعبدو, if we keep it like that, that time we will be successful inshallah. It was asked, وسئل عطاء أي وقت أنزلت فاتحة الكتاب؟ قال أنزلت بمكة يوم الجمعة كرامة أكرم الله بها محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والسلام وكان معها 7,000 ملك. عطاء was asked when فاتحة الكتاب, when the فاتحة was being revealed to Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and where he said it was revealed in مكة المكرمة on Friday, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, revealed it, and when it was coming with 7,000 angels. When Jibreel alayhi salam came with the Fatiha, he was accompanied by 7,000 angels. It is said also, وَرُوِيَ أَنَّ عِيرًا قَدِمَتْ مِنَ الشَّامِ لِأَبِي جَهَلْ. There was camels coming from Damascus carrying trade for Abu Jahl. And it was 7 different divisions of camels, group of camels. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companion were looking. And وأكثر الصحابة وكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه ينظرون إليها وأكثر الصحابة بهم جوع وعرق. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sahaba companion were looking at the camels that are coming in 7 different caravans for Abu Jahl, and sahaba were hungry and they don't have clothes, even good clothes to wear. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to his mind that my sahaba, my companion, yani they need, Ya Rabbi, they need these things. And Allah sent to reveal to him Surah Al-Fatiha. And Allah said to him, وَلَقَدْ أَتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِي وَالْقُرْآنِ الْعَظِيمِ. Ya Muhammad, we have given you better than the whole dunya. We have given you the Fatiha, 7 مِنَ الْمَثَانِي. It is 7 verses. We have given you the 7 verses of the Fatiha, and we have given you the Holy Quran. Don't bother yourself and tell Sahaba not to look after this wealth of dunya. That is going. I am giving you better for akhirah. وَقَدْ رُوِيَ عَنْهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي الدُّرِّ الْمَنْثُورِ لإمام السيوطي. He said that لو كانت في التوراة لما تهود قوم موسى. If it was in Tawrat, if the Fatiha was revealed in Tawrat, never the people of Sayyidina Musa become Jews, they become Muslims. وَلَوْ كَانَتْ فِي الْإِنْجِيلِ لَمَا تَنَصَّرَ قَوْمُ عِيسَى. And if it was in the Bible, never the people of Isa would have become Christians. وَلَوْ كَانَتْ فِي الزَّبُورِ لَمَا مُسِخَ قَوْمُ دَاوُودِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. And if it was in the Psalms, never the people of David would have been مُسِخ. You know مُسِخ? Shrunk. You know that when someone is shrinked to different species, that in Holy Quran is masakh. Allah changed him, transformed him from one, from man, a human being, to something else. And he did that for people of Dawood.
وأيما مسلم قرأها أعطاه الله من الأجر كأنما قرأ القرآن كله.
And if one person read it, recite it, Allah will give him from reward as if he read the whole Quran.
وكأنما تصدق على كل مؤمن ومؤمنة.
And as if he has given charity for every mu'min and mu'mina in this world. On the number of mu'mins and mu'minas, as if he gave charity for them, Allah will reward them.
It is said that لما أنزل الله تعالى على موسى التوراة,
when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Sayyidina Musa التوراة, وهي ألف سورة, it was 1,000 سورة, not 114. As Quran, and every surah 1,000 verses means 1,000,000 verses of Torah Allah sent to Sayyidina Musa. Where are these? It's not what they are saying. It's only 10 commandments. It's 1,000,000 verses, 1,000 surah, and every surah 1,000 verses. قال موسى عليه السلام يا ربي من يطيق قراءة هذا الكتاب. Ya Rabbi, who is going to be able to read this book? It's very difficult. And who is going to memorize it? And that's why you didn't see anyone memorize. Even Torah, no one memorized it. Even the Bible, no one memorized. I was many times sitting with Arab priests and English speakers priests. Never one of them memorized the Bible. They don't memorize the Bible. Only Muslims memorize the Quran. Allah said, "Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidun." We have revealed zikr and we are protecting and making people to remember it, to memorize it. No one memorized Bible. No way. Cannot. You try to memorize it, it go out of your mind because it's not the language. Allah knows from kind of language they are making. They say some of them, they say Roman language. Some of them it was written in the Latin language. Some of it's been translated, and the translation is a very bad translation. In Lebanon, my uncle was one of the famous linguistic alim. He's an Islamic alim scholar, big scholar in Lebanon, and he makes fatwa for all Arab countries. He has a lot of books. One time I was visiting him, I saw a book like that. I said, "What is this, my uncle?" He said, "They sent it to me today." I said, "Why? What is that?" He said, "The Bible." I said, "What are you going to do with it?" He said, "They asked me to correct it." He corrected the Bible for them, the language. No language. That's why, how they can memorize it? There is no tone in it to memorize. فقال تعالى إني أنزل كتابا أعظم من هذا. يا موسى, don't think that it's too much. 1,000 surah and 1,000 verse in Torah. I am sending more than that. More huge than the Torah. قال على من يا ربي. You are sending it on whom? قال على خاتم الأنبياء. He said, I am sending it, revealing it to the last messenger, to the series of messenger. قال وكيف تقرأه أمته ولهم أعمار قصيرة. He said, how they are going to read it, his ummah, because you know Sayyidina Musa is Kalimullah. Answer and question. Question and answer. How they are going to read it, his ummah, and they have a little bit of age. They are not too, they don't live too much. Kasir al-A'mar. Huh? Lifespan is short. قال إني أيسره عليهم حتى يقرؤوه. He said, I'm going to make it very easy for them in order that they can read it. إني أيسره عليهم حتى يقرؤوه صبيانه. I'm going to make it so easy for them that they can, their boys, their children can recite it. فقال يا ربي وكيف تفعل؟ He said, oh Allah, how are you going to do that? قال إني أنزلت من السماء إلى الأرض 103 كتب. I have received on earth 103 books. 50 على شيس. 50 on سيدنا شيس. Prophet شيس. وثلاثين على إدريس. 30 on سيدنا إدريس. وعشرين على إبراهيم. And 20 on for إبراهيم عليه السلام. والتوراة عليك. The توراة on you يا موسى. والزبور على داود. Psalms on داود. والإنجيل على عيسى. And the Bible on عيسى. وذكرت الكائنات في هذه الكتب. And I mentioned all whatever I have created in these books already. So what he said, 50 على sheep, 50 on sheep, 30 on Idris, so 80. 20 on Ibrahim, 100. Taurat on Musa, 101. Zabur, 102. Injil, 103. I mentioned all what I created on in these books. And ya Musa, I am going to بأذكر جميع معاني هذه الكتب في كتاب محمد. I'm going to put all the meanings and all what I have put inside these 103 books, I'm going to put it in the book of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said to him that all his children are going, all the children at that time going to memorize it, to be able to read it. Torah 1000, Surah 1000 verse. Means what Allah has sent on Dawood before, on and Ibrahim, and Sheikh, and Idris, were more. If the Torah was 1000, means what he has sent on 50 on Sheikh, 50 books on Sheikh, might be every book is 1000, and 1000 verse. So it is multiplied by 50. And what he sent ala Idris, 30, more than what he said on Musa. And he said, everything I added up, I put it in the book of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I accumulated and put all this. وَأَجْمَعُ ذَلِكَ كُلُّهُ فِي 114 surah. I'm going to put all this in book of Muhammad, and I'm putting them all in 114 surah. وَأَجْعَلْ هَذِهِ السُّورَ فِي 30 جُزْءٍ. And I am going to make all these surah from 30 chapters. And I am going to put all these 30 chapters فِي سَبْعَةَ وَالْأَجْزَاء فِي سَبْعَةَ أَسْبَعَ. And every chapter, I'm going to put it, every chapter is from 7, what you call it? Para, they call it in Arabic. Ahzab in Arabic. Hizb. And sections. And these 7 sections, I'm going to put them in 7 verses. And these verses are going to be Surah Al-Fatiha. And I am putting all the Surah Al-Fatiha that has all these books in it, the 114 surah of Holy Quran, and the whole Holy Quran in it, and all the other books in that, I am putting it in 7 letters. The beginning of Surah Al-Fatiha, these first 7 letters. And what they are? Bismillah. Bismillah, Ba, Si, As-Sin, Wal-Mim, Wal-Alif, Wal-Lam, Wal-Lam, Wal-Ha. And all these secrets in Bismillah. Means in the name of Allah. In the name of Allah, kun fayakun, everything will be. Thumma dhalika kulluhu, and all this, I'm going to put it in the alif, the opening of Surah Al-Baqarah, alif lam mim. All that, I put it in the alif of alif lam mim. ثم أفتتح سورة البقرة فأقول ألف لام ميم. And I am going to open سورة البقرة for that nation, for أمة محمد, to say ألف لام ميم. Everything is inside that ألف of ألف لام. فلما نزلت جحده اليهود ولعنهم الله. When was revealed, unbelievers said no, and Allah cursed them. Allah, Allah, subhanallah, these secrets of Holy Quran is not, is so huge. Huh? From Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. I like to mention something. So it is said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sab'an min al-mathani wal-Qur'an al-azim. He gave him these seven verses. And in that, in the Surah Al-Fatiha, it is 22 letters. It's of 22 letters. And seven letters, the alphabet is how many letters? 28, and there is one, Lam Alif is 29. So, 22 letters you find in Fatiha, 8 you don't find of the alphabet. The alphabet, Fatiha is consisting of 22 letters, all of it. And the seven are not there. وأن ليست فيها سبعة أحرف. Seven letters are not there. What are these seven letters? الثاء. الثاء. You cannot find ثاء in Surah Al-Fatiha from beginning to end. And الثاء is السبور. It means the one that very tired and not so well doing in his life. Wal-jim, you cannot find jim in Surah Al-Fatiha. Is al-jahim, the hell. Wal-kha, the kha, the letter of kha, you cannot find kha, is al-khawf, the fear. Wal-zai, al-zain, is al-zakum, the foot of the people of hell, fire. Wal-shin, you cannot find shin, al-shakawa, al-shakawa, misery, disaster, problems. Wal-dha, dha, you don't find dha in maghdubi alayhim. Some people, they say maghdubi, well, that's wrong. Dalin, they say Dalin, that's wrong. So that is that. So the is not founded. The is a zulma, is the darkness. Walfa is not found there, is al furaq, separation. Whoever recites that surah, Allah will save him from these seven different miseries. That is not mentioned. From these seven letters, that symbols of these seven miseries. فَمَنْ قَرَاهَا أَمِنَ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَشْيَاءِ السَّبْعَةِ. Whoever recited, he will be saved from these seven different issues that we have mentioned. So when you recite that, when you recite, you are in a worshipness. So you are in إِيَّكَ نَعْبُدُ. You are asking Allah to save you from these seven problems, miseries, and to dress you with the anwar and tajalli of that Surah Al-Fatiha that Allah addresses whoever recited from all kind of tajalli of 99 names and attributes, because it is all zikrullah. It's from the beginning, it's zikr, we are making zikr when we are reciting Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim in five different attributes as before we have explained. So Allah will dress you with the tajalli of these five different attributes. So now you are in a position to come and say, Ya Rabbi, Iyaka Nasta'in. We are seeking your help. Help us.
Iyaka Nasta'in talabul awn alayh. Ya Rabbi, help us.
Help us to be guided. Help us to do right things. Help us to be good. Help us to be healthy. Help us to be wealthy. Help us to benefit our community. Help us to be good in our country. Help us in different kinds of provision and reserve. In anything that you need in this dunya and akhirah comes under seeking the aid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a huge explanation. Because aid, we are seeking your aid. What is aid? Which aid? Everything in dunya and akhirah needs the aid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Entering paradise, going to grave, judgment day, being asked by Ankar wa Nakir, being your soul, Allah call you to and you die, Israel comes, all this is, you are seeking his aid, or else you will be in big problems. In your life in dunya, in your life in akhirah, all this asking means asking his aid has no limit. You cannot limit it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you aid when you are really worshipping him by saying Iyaka na'budu. And Iyaka na'budu, as we said, وَإِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولِ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيًا. We find that ayah.
وَإِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. فلا وربك لا يؤمنون حتى يحكموك فيما شجر بينهم ثم لا يجدوا في أنفسهم حرجا مما قضيت ويسلموا تسليما.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, when they come the oppressor to themselves, Ya Uka Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they have to come to you to ask Allah forgiveness. You ask on their behalf forgiveness and Allah will forgive them. Means, when you say, Ya Rabbi, we are coming to you, Iyaka na'budu, we are asking your aid, Iyaka nasta'in, so we are coming to whom? We are coming to Allah to ask his aid. So how to ask his aid? You have to come to the door of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because we are oppressors to ourselves. That's why Allah said subhanahu wa ta'ala in the other surah that, وَإِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ. When they be oppressed to themselves, they came to you, Ya Muhammad. Any kind of, if they say that ayah is only for those people, any kind of oppression to yourself, disobeying Allah, disobeying Prophet, you have to go to the door of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asking, seeking his intercession, his means, asking Allah forgiveness. At that time, Prophet, ask on your behalf forgiveness, Allah will forgive you. You come to Iyaka nasta'in. Because Iyaka na'budu is worshipness. So asking, seeking Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also worshipness.
وأخرج أبو القاسم البغوي والماوردي معا في معرفة الصحابة والطبراني في الأوسط وأبو نعيم في الدلائل عن أنس بن مالك عن أبي طلحة قال كنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
It is mentioned with all these things that we mentioned in the hadith, that we were, Abi Talha is saying, that we were with Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one of the battles, fi ghazw, we were battles against the enemy, falakiya al-aduwa. And we met, and Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met the enemy. فَسَمِعْتُهُ يَقُولُ. I heard him saying, Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wa sallam, Abi Talha was hearing him saying, Ya Malik Yawm al-Din. He is calling upon the honor and judgment of Malik Yawm al-Din. And he said, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال, Abi Talha is saying, فَلَقَدْ رَأَيْتُ الرِّجَالَ تُسْرَعَ. As Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his voice saying, Ya Malika Yawm al-Din, oh, the one honor the owner of the judgment day, Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in, we worship you and we asking your aid. I begin to see people, dead men, tusra, becoming dead suddenly. From left, right, front, everywhere, people falling down. تضربها الملائكة من بين يديها ومن خلفها. Angels were hitting them from between, in front of them, from the back, from the left, from the right. By as soon as Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, Ya Malika Yawmiki, means all Muslims, وَلَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. You have in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whatever Prophet did, you have to follow that way. He is your leader. Uswatun hasana. He is the best to show you the guidance. So when Prophet says like that, means when you are in a difficulty, many people become in difficulty, say, Ya Malika Yawm al-Din. Call upon the owner of the judgment day. Ya Rabbi, Ya Malika Yawm al-Din, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. We are worshipping you. And any kind of worship, we are coming to you, Ya Rabbi, asking you, we are seeking your support to us, your aid. As Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, and we are coming through your Prophet for the sake of your Prophet, your difficulties will be solved. Because Allah will respond to his Prophet. And that's why intercession is very important. Seeking means is very important because we are not perfect. Prophet is perfect. Pious people are not perfect, but they are on the way, progressing in perfection, trying their best. So if you seek their help, asking them to make dua for you, Allah will respond to them, but not to you. Not to us.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us. حكي عن سفيان الثوري. سفيان الثوري is a very well known pious person that even Ibn Taymiyyah was one of his big examples that he mentioned in his مجموع فتاوى Ibn Taymiyyah, and always he quotes him. رحمه الله أنه أما قوما في صلاة المغرب said that سفيان الثوري one time he led the Maghrib prayer. فلما قال إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين, when as soon as he said إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين خر مخشيا عليه, he immediately fainted. He fell down, fainted.